It's time for more Turnbuckle Trash here on TurnbuckleTrash.net. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Dutton. Today, I'll be joined by my co-host, Zane Peterson. We'll talk about Crown Jewel. We'll talk about the NWA. We'll talk to Manny Lemons about what happened at Crown Jewel as far as women's wrestling goes and how important that really was, and the controversy surrounding Crown Jewel with not only Zane, but also Christopher Evans. There's a lot of talk about NWA power. It's a great show. And speaking of great show, let's get started right now, because this is Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
As the people of Emerson Lake and Palmer said at one time, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Turnbuckle Trash. Joining me right now in Manti, Utah, or just outside of Manti. Or what is it now? Is it Manti? What?
I don't know. I'm eating ice cream, so I didn't hear you.
It's in Manti, Utah. Zane, the ice cream man. This is Turnbuckle Trash. How you doing, Zane? Mm.
Didn't Van Halen have a song about that?
Yes, they did, called Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, call me the Ice Cream Man.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. We're just musical today, aren't we?
Yeah, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Carnival number 9, I think is the name of the song. But the name of the album
still,
Welcome Back, My Friends, to the Show That Never Ends.
Do you still play them on your radio station?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's because you're awesome.
On KLZX, yes, on KLZX.
Oh, you don't play them on 103.9?
Not Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but I do on KLZX, yes.
I know you like to play Firefall on... You still play Firefall?
Yes, yes, I do.
That's because you're awesome.
Just remember I love you, and also you are the woman, the one that you called in and dedicated to your wife one time.
Oh, you still remember that?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
This was before I even knew you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
Oh boy, Dave.
Oh, what?
Breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news. WWE superstars stranded in Saudi Arabia over a disagreement with Vince McMahon and the Prince.
Boy, there's so many different stories out there about this thing, man. You know, what do you believe? What do you, Zane, do you believe it was a dispute over money or a mechanical issue?
I think it was a mechanical issue. It's sad, Dave. It's sad. The fake news is spilling over into our favorite line of entertainment.
Isn't that kind of weird, fake news, and then the fake, you know, people say this isn't a real sport? And the fake news is starting to come into play here.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I don't even know who do you believe.
I don't know. I mean, the first reports were there was mechanical issues with the plane carrying 175 members of WWE production staff, superstars, and more. But private jets got out with Vince, the New Day, and also with Mr. Boring in the Bank, Brock Lesnar. And then the rest of the superstars were stuck for almost another 24 hours, 6 hours on the tarmac. And then you have the people that run the airline, the charter airline for the WWE, saying it was mechanical issues and apologizing. But you got people like Dave Metzler saying it was a money issue between the Prince and Vince McMahon. I don't know who to believe.
I don't know who to believe. I follow this on it's called Ringside News on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm almost ready to just give up on them, because it's like every day they're like, reporting on, like, the stupidest stuff. It's like, you know, really big controversy coming out of the WWE. So you click on it, and it's like, what's the controversy? You know, you're all excited to see what it is. And it's like, the controversy is that the World Series was the same night as SmackDown. It's yeah. like,
And then the ratings were down a little bit.
But, you know, it's just stupid stuff like that. And it's like, why is that controversy? Why is that even, it's like, who cares? You know?
It's called like, clickbait. Remember that? That they call it clickbait now in the world of the internet.
Oh, clickbait. You remember who talked about clickbait the other week?
That would be you?
No, that's Nick Aldis.
Oh, Nick. Oh, yeah, Nick Aldis did.
Yeah. Let me go clickbait. Bull crap, or whatever he said. It's clickbait BS.
So before we get into the NWA, which I want to talk to you about, more about this controversy from the Crown Jewel, and I mean, I don't know who to believe as far as that controversy, but the show itself was probably the best show they've had from Saudi Arabia, as far as I'm concerned, and that ain't saying much.
Continue.
Well, I'm just saying that the show itself, I mean, you had that opening match with Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez that I will say, are we watching wrestling or are we watching MMA? You know, I didn't particularly like it. A lot of people did. That's fine. But I'm saying I want to see more holds. I want to see less kicking and gouging and you know, MMA-type fighting. I'm just not into that. I want professional wrestling myself. What about you?
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think I messaged Chris this the other day. I said, here's an idea. Why doesn't Vince just buy the UFC? Just buy it. Just say, hey, here's your multi-billions, whatever you need. And then turn UFC into the you know, the farming grounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is already. Good
it's starting
timing.
To be
Why
that way, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. It's like, who gives a crap? There's no sep. We, you know what, Dave? We should demand separation of wrestling and MMA. We should pass a law.
It should be a law. We'll get the president on it.
I don't get it. I don't. Okay, so tell me about Tyson Fury. What was up with that?
Somebody who had not been in the wrestling ring didn't know exactly what to do. It was okay. There were a couple of really missed spots. Tyson didn't know how to run the ropes very well. But I'm not going to complain too much about that too much. It was silly. I just... You know, that was something to get the Saudis saying, okay, let's do something the Saudis will like. And I can put that saying, okay, that's fine. Don't care, you know. But having Tyson knock out Braun Strowman like he did, I really didn't care. I didn't like it very much.
So I got a question for you on this type of stuff. Do you how do you feel about – Like you remember when the Big Show took on, wow, what was his name?
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. And I mean, it almost made the Big Show look stupid and weak and unbelievable. I mean, here you have this 7'4" monster that all he would have to do is get his hands on the guy, and the guy would be crushed into a million pieces. And not like Floyd Mayweather beats him. And so do you ever feel like this is kind of a similar thing? Like, doesn't this just lose credibility for Braun?
That's what I worried about. I worried about let's be honest. They have not worked Braun right yet. You know, a couple of years ago, they missed the opportunity to have him going up against Brock Lesnar, which should have been the main event at WrestleMania, but it wasn't. And then they almost made him a laughingstock when they put him in the ring with that little 10-year-old snotty-nosed brat. And then they never have worked him properly to make him the star he should be. I mean, he's a huge star, don't get me wrong. And a lot of people just love what he does, but he should have been the next incarnation of The Undertaker, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think so. I mean, you get somebody that big that's a power lifter, has that look. He should have been dominating people and just destroying them.
And what about, in a kind of similar way with The Big Show, The Big Show was, I always really liked The Big Show.
Oh, me too, yeah.
And, when in his time in WCW, even when he was in the NWO and stuff, I liked him too. But, the last few years with The Big Show, it was like flopping back and forth between heel and face and heel and face and heel
every
and face.
Every 2 weeks, it seemed like.
Yeah, and you remember the tag team that him and Kane did?
Uh-huh.
That was a good tag team.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Two big guys, and Kane didn't have his mask on then, I thought that was an excellent tag team.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Dave. There's so much going on right now that's just makes me scratch my head.
Yeah, it is. It's head-scratching material. And once again, here we are as fans, and we're saying as fans, we don't quite comprehend why they do what they do. And I honestly think that the situation in Saudi Arabia was because the Saudi prince said, okay, you guys come over here, you get a buttload of money, and whether you believe or not he's paid off or not, that's up to you. But Vince went over there and gave him what he wanted. And in business, hey, what's wrong with giving people what they're going to pay for?
Well, no, Dave, but every single WWE superstar that was on that plane said they quit. They're quitting. They're all quitting. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah. Did you see the one report that said all but one of the WWE superstars, only one believed there were mechanical issues, everybody else didn't? I'm going, right. That sounds like a made-up story to me.
It's a, like I said, why is fake news spilling over into entertainment?
Because President Trump was part of the WWE for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, if I may, it's kind of the same thing. Like you see a news report that's like, oh, the president was at UFC 244. He's booed. He's booed. Everybody in the stadium booed him. It's like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. I'm sure they all booed him right after he just, had a rally that drew like 56,000 people. Yeah, right. I'm sure everybody in the stadium booed him.
And I'm going to get a little political here myself. We talk about fake news. Sometimes I don't know if it's the news reporter that's writing that fake news. It's more like the headline writer.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause so many times you see a headline. And it gets you in there, that clickbait stuff. They'll get you going to that story. And the story doesn't have anything to do with the headline. I can't tell you the times I've done that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's like I told you, that site that I've been following on Facebook. That I'm like, really, you guys? Like, come on. Like, so, but Dave.
Yes.
We did have a title change.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Dave, I thought you loved to burn it down. Oh, I burn the bathroom down every time I go in there. Holy cow.
That's a different subject. Somebody get some incense in here.
Somebody light a match. No, never mind.
Don't do it. Not now. Yep, Bray Wyatt is now the Universal Champion. That should have happened. The last pay-per-view, but now he is the universe. The one problem I have, and I saw, I can't write off my hand. I'm going to give credit to Kelly Denton, who was on the last pod with us, is now they set up Bray as this unbeatable, you can't hurt him enough, as this almost superhuman type of deity who gets thrown down and electrical shocks go everywhere, fires erupt, and he comes out unscathed and beats Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Welcome to wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I mean, when Seth knocked him down into that pit and you saw the fireworks go off and then the fire, well, what are they going to do now? And then all of a sudden Bray comes out and he does the Sister Abigail and gets the victory. So is he indestructible or is he just Bray Wyatt when is he the fiend when he has that mask on?
I don't know.
I'm
sure he'll twist an Achilles tendon or something in the next couple of weeks, and he'll have to figure out a way to write him out so he'll lose. Or, you know, I'm not wishing harm upon him. I hope you don't think that.
No.
I'm just saying that, like you know, for somebody who's unbeatable, I mean, something always has to happen.
Yeah, and I you know what I think? Just if I was the booker, I would have somebody take off his mask and have him become Bray Wyatt again from the Firefly Funhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they would beat him. Yeah, you know, but who am I?
Well, you are the doctor of rock.
Yes,
I am. You are the man with the plan. You are the women's pet and the men's regret.
I am too hot to handle, too cold to hold, too fat to be where it's at.
Okay, so enough of this crap. Enough of this WWE garbage. I got to tell you a story.
Tell me a story now.
Okay, so, you know, Halloween was this week, right?
Correct.
Well, last week, I guess, kind of, right? So, you know, every year I always dress up like a WWE former superstar, you know. My favorite, Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, I guess just because I can pull them off the best. You know? So this year I dressed up like Macho Man again. And took my kid out trick-or-treating, you know, and I'm just over the top all night long. Just doing the Macho Man promos, you know. I'm, you know, everybody's saying, oh, hey, who's under the mask? And I'm like, is this not no mask? This is the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. And you do a good Macho Man, by the way.
And so we go to this little church party thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm just my wife, poor wife, she's just shaking her head the whole night, you know, going, who is this guy? Why did I marry this guy, you know? And I mean, all these people, they're just like standing around talking. And so I have my belt on, right? So I go up and I stand there next to him. And they just, like, stand there, and they're standing there, and they kind of look over at me, you know, and I'm like, because they, like, I don't know some of these people, and I'm like, you guys are having a conversation over here. Meanwhile, the most important man alive is now standing next to you, the World Wrestling Entertainment Champion of the World, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. And they're like, who is this guy?
It's the Macho Man.
Like, what is wrong with you? You know, and one guy says, hey, that's a cool belt. Where'd you get it? And I says, I earned this belt. I was at the bottom, but the cream always rises to the top. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I wonder, Dave.
You wonder about our love of pro wrestling, huh?
Okay, so... Are we weird and everybody else is normal, or are we normal and everybody else is weird?
I like to think that we're abnormal and everybody else is just weird. And that goes along with the Young Frankenstein theme with Marty Feldman getting the abnormal brain. Remember that? So
I don't know.
We are too out there sometimes. You do a very good Macho Man. I got to admit that. So.
Just fun.
Yeah, you know? Just fun.
Had fun. But a little side note there that I had to get out because, Dave, I just don't even know, man. I don't even know what the deal is with the WWE these days.
Well, I'm going to give them props, okay? We criticize them sometimes, but I'm going to give them props. Because of the invasion angle they had on Friday Night SmackDown with half the roster not being able to be there but having the forethought to still go along with their storyline of Survivor Series coming in and having NXT invade the SmackDown roster. You know, Survivor Series coming up later in November and the Sunday before Thanksgiving, by the way, the 24th. And they always do this angle where they invade, but they've never used NXT superstars before. And I think with the new contract on USA, when they decided to do this, they had to rewrite what they were going to do. And this gave them the perfect opportunity to say that the NXT superstars took the advantage with half the roster being out because of the situation over in Saudi Arabia. And they put on a heck of a show Friday night. It was good. It was fun.
Wow, that's because NXT is better.
It is. I'm not going to deny it.
Well, dude, you know, you got guys like Adam Cole and Tommaso Ciampa.
Ciampa was so good.
Tell me about Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler attacked Bayley. And, of course, Bayley's got this heel thing going on right now. And after she beat, after Bayley beat Nikki Cross, here comes Shayna Baszler. And she put a whooping on Bayley, and I liked it. Shayna Baszler is a former MMA fighter, of course. You know, that's the angle they're all going with. But she's also a legitimate grappler in the ring. She can do a lot of things. So I'm a fan of Shayna Baszler. But then they had Tommaso Ciampa attack The Miz. And, you know, it was just a fun, fun show.
Are we going to have maybe a heel versus heel?
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Shayna Baszler's a bad guy, isn't she?
Yeah, but what they do a lot of times, if you think back on the Survivor Series, it's everybody's putting their differences aside for the good of the brand. So is Tommaso Ciampa going to put aside his love of Goldie and wanting to get at Adam Cole? Is he going to do that? You know, we've got a month before Survivor Series, or less than a month. And we'll have to see what happens over the next several weeks and whether they'll continue the invasion aspect on Monday Night Raw. Then NXT gets invaded. You know, they always it's always the same kind of story each year during Survivor Series time, that there's always that invasion angle. And I'm okay with that because I enjoy it.
Well, that's because you are the man.
And I am. And I was last night.
You always are. Speaking of last night, let's talk about, let's get into that. I want to hear this.
You want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last night, my wife and I drove to Salt Lake City, and you couldn't be there, to go to Devotion Championship Wrestling. And I walked in a little bit early, as I always tend to do. I wanted to talk to some of the competitors and get a feel of things and pass around some of our business cards for Turnbuckle Trash. So I'm there, and I go and I see Manny Lemons, who is the promoter, and he comes up to me, and he it's also the champion at this time. He says, we don't have a ringside announcer. The guy who was supposed to be there for some reason couldn't show. So he looked at me in a panic mode, and he says, would you use your talents, Dave? I said, cool, yeah, I'll do that.
So this was Manny, right?
Manny asked me to do this. And so I sat down trying to prepare myself. And as is with, you know, smaller promotions, you had to roll with the flow. I got a list of what was going to be happening and what matches were going to go in what order and things. And things always changed. And but it was fun. I was the one that got to warm up the crowd, got to tell them, you know, what was going on. I mentioned your name in person.
What?
I talked about Turnbuckle Trash and mentioned that you were my co-host. You couldn't be here tonight, but you come often. And mentioned Chris saying that he was all the way in North Carolina, so he never came. And it was a hoot. I had done that once before in Louisiana years and years ago. So I halfway knew what to expect, but there's always changes and things that happen. Some of the competitors threw some curveballs out there for us that were working, quote, behind the scenes. But Man, I had a blast and got a lot of good comments about what I did and what our podcast is all about. So.
Dude, that's because you're so good.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
No, you really are. You have a great voice, and oh, man, that's so cool.
And I at the very first, I think it was like 5 minutes before, I was doing some announcements, and I mentioned I was talking about our podcast, and I also said, you know, I'm Dave Denton, and you guys don't know me from Adam, but I work on Cool 103.9 and KLZX in Logan, Utah. And there were some guys over in the side that started cheering. It was guys from Logan that had come down for their very first time, and they were listeners to my radio station. So, well, not my radio station, but where I work. So, and I did talk to them afterwards. They have a little podcast, and we're going to do a cross-promotion with them, just like we did with the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Oh, yeah. How fun was that, dude?
That was a blast.
That was a good time, you know. It's always good to get other pro wrestling fans on here and do a little cross-promotion and help, you know, everybody out along the way.
We're all in the same community, and, you know, none of us are going to have the amount of listenership that Chris Jericho has or Jim Cornette or, you know, some of the competitors that have the names that have their own. I mean, Stone Cold's podcast is awesome. I love it. So we're not expecting to have those kind of numbers, but we have fun doing it. That's all we're going to do. So, and they did ask me if I would think about coming back December the 7th for their next event, and I might do it, I might not, because as you know, I'm facing a neck surgery just a few days after that, and then the weather here in northern Utah in December can be just about anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a very dangerous mountain pass to go through between here and Salt Lake too, so. I would love to do it. Love to do it some more. Maybe I can in the spring or when I heal up from the surgery. But it was an honor, to be honest, to be asked. That's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed being asked to do it. So
that is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? So tell me a little bit about some of the matches.
Well, we had the championship match between Manny Lemons and Big Vig. It was a rematch. That was the main event. I guess I should have waited on that. They had a tag team turmoil match where they had a fatal four-way, and it was one of those elimination tag match. When one person was eliminated, then it all went down to one. It was one of the heel teams. I don't have their name right in front of me, but Josh Glade was a member of that. And it wasn't Mean Money. It was... They act like they're mentally not all there.
You know,
I'm sorry, I don't have that right in front of me. Mean Money was part of it. They were a lot of fun to do. The Knights of Wrestling were there. Remember the guy that was the Batman fan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there as the Knights of Wrestling, but they were eliminated second. The guy with comes out with the white face and the green face.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I just can't remember their names, and I apologize, guys. I know Josh is part of the team, so. That was a fun match to watch, and then they had Rika Tiaka. She's the Samoan Savage. She was in there against a really freaky opponent. That came out kind of dressed like Halloween, and she spewed out black ink out of her mouth as soon as she got out. Just black ink went everywhere. Then you had Tombstone Jesus with the Brother Smith out there. Of course, you know, Tombstone is now the Watcher. And Tombstone is such a fun watch in the ring. He is so much fun to watch. And he went up against Andrew Sowell, our buddy. And then Otto Van Clutch came out, and they're running an angle right now. As Otto Van Clutch says that Tombstone is his father. Mm-hmm. So Otto comes out, grabs the microphone. Tombstone comes over, and they're talking back and forth. So they're going to have a match in December. And if Otto wins, then Tombstone has to take the DNA test. And then if Tombstone wins, Otto has to drop it altogether. So interesting angle there. I liked it.
love it. I love it, dude. You know, how awesome is that, that they got storylines and stuff going on that are better than some of the big promotions?
Yeah. And then Tombstone was saying, well, I was in L.A. in 1989, and I know Otto's mother. It's possible. And I just died laughing. Oh, I love Tombstone. He is so much fun. So they're going to have that awesome. December the 7th. And then Tom Chad took on Otto Van Clutch. And Tom won. And at one point he took his pineapple and tried to shove it right up Otto's.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know.
Uh-oh.
And then when they had the championship match, it was Manny, who was the champion, against Big Vig, who was the former champion in a rematch. And Big Vig snapped, and he took a chair in the ring and was disqualified. And then Vig started beating on Manny and all kinds of stuff. And then all hail broke loose, and the entire locker room came out. It was fighting right in front of us. And I'm not 5 feet in front of the ring. I'm trying to keep guys from falling on my surgically repaired arm, you know. And my wife's in there, there's people fighting right next to her, and there's people fighting right in front of us, and it was a fun night. Just, it was a blast, and once again, Devotion, I'm so pleased that you asked me to be a part of the show in some small way, just announcing, and that's something that I tend to do, and I enjoy it. So thank you so much, Manny, and all the guys and gals.
Did you find their new venue?
Really good comments. I appreciate it.
Did you find their new venue?
Yes, I went down a little bit early, and it was one block off where their other venue was, right?
Yeah.
And what we did, we went down early. I was trying to find it because Manny gave me the address, and I saw our friend Trent out there just standing outside of a door. They hadn't dared to open it up for him to do his video stuff.
Oh.
Trent, we saw Trent, and I've known Trent for years, and you have too. So he told us where to park and everything, and. And, by the way, there is a possibility that when Trent does this particular show that we saw last night, when he starts putting it together and starts putting commentary with it, that I will join him as part of the commentating team.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. You're so awesome. Look at
and
you
then
go.
The raw video of it will probably be on YouTube, I think, this week, sometime this week.
Okay.
That's what Trent said. So,
cool.
But it was fun. Dude. It was a blast. I mean, I didn't go there. I mean, I was in my WWE pants and my Turnbuckle Trash T-shirt. And, I mean, it wasn't like I was all dressed up, you know, to be the ring announcer like some guys do. But I had fun with it. I made the crowd laugh a few times and got them chanting DCW and you know how a wrestling camp, a fan base is. They love to chant. They love to chant anything, and had some guys there from Colorado Wrestling, the Colorado, what do they call it, Rocky Mountain Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to speak to Marlon Bishop, but, oh, man, he is a beast.
Oh, that guy's a brute, dude. He's going places, too. Oh,
he will. And he took on Austin Creed, but lost to Creed, who put him into an arm bar.
Ah.
Yeah. Darn it.
Good.
But he is. If you get a chance to watch Rocky Mountain Pro, Bruce Wayans and his tag team partner, the Knights of Wrestling, Jake Blake, I think is his name. They fun guys. I am fan. I am a fan of Rocky Mountain Pro now too.
Wow, dude.
Atiba was
so
there.
Much.
Remember Atiba, don't you?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. He was there in a tag team, and it was just a fun night, man.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it just awesome every time you go there and you get to interact with the guy, the wrestlers, and, you know, it's like almost like reignites your why you love professional wrestling. You know, you go there and you're like, I mean, because you're like, oh, it's a long drive and, oh, it's going to be cold and, oh, I don't know, you know, it's going to be late when I get home. And then while you're there, you're like, man. I'm so glad I came. Like, this is why I'm a wrestling fan.
Right.
It's because of guys like these.
And then to watch the wrestlers themselves talking to the fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just out there talking to the fans.
That's my favorite part of the night is when the show is over. And it's like they just turn into regular people. You know, they take down chairs, they're taking down the ring, they're, you know, and it's like, I mean, it's not like the WWE where they've got this whole big staff and stuff to do all this crap for them, and the superstars are on to the next show. It's like, these guys, you know, they're back to their 9-to-5 jobs on Monday, you know. Yeah. How cool is that?
And some of them had to go back to work today, you know. Yeah. So that's true. Hey, and by the way, I'm going to take a quick little break here. I'm going to put in an interview I conducted last night with the brothers Smith, and brother Austin just went back east to be part of that wrestling school back there.
Uh-huh.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he talks about the factory, isn't it?
Yeah, the Monster Factory.
The Monster Factory, yeah.
And he just spent a week back at the Monster Factory. He talks about his experience and what he plans to do, and I have the other brother Smith with me also at the very beginning of that particular interview. And Josh Glade came by and just freaked me out because that's a big dude. He's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that right now. Then we'll be right back with more of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
What a great night, Devotion Championship Wrestling. The Brother Smith joined me again. You found the watcher, guys.
We finally did. Finally found the watcher.
He was at ringside with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you came at ringside with him.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
And that you were in a fatal four-way, the tag match. Who got hurt the worst?
I think I got hurt.
I got hit with the chain.
We were close.
They robbed us.
We had it. We had the match.
That match was ours. And don't worry, there's going to be a rematch. We are taking it.
Now they announced tonight Devotion is going to be having a tag team championship soon. Bet the Brother Smith are going to do something for that, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The first ever
watcher.
You're looking at the first ever DCW tag champs right here.
Right here.
Uh-oh.
Not right there.
Uh-oh.
Not right there.
Uh-oh. Not the place or the time.
I'm surprised he's actually professional.
Yeah, they won the match.
Well, they did.
They cheated, though.
They cheated.
But
we guarantee if we are entered in the Tag Team Championship tournament, we will be entered.
Yes, we are.
We will win the DCW Tag Team Championships.
Yes, we are.
That is our destiny.
Yes.
It is
and
their
the Grey
destiny.
Watcher is going to help us get there.
Yeah. And Devotion Championship Wrestling, you guys did a great job. Thank you so much for your show tonight.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to Brother Austin about something he did just a second.
Oh, yes.
Austin, just not very long ago, you
not
were back in New Jersey.
Yes.
You went to the Monster Factory.
That is correct.
The number one training school in the country.
Yes, that's correct.
What was that experience like, Austin?
Oh, it was amazing experience training at the Monster Factory. I did a show last weekend out there, and I trained a whole week out there. And I hit up the World Wrestling Dojo with Cheeseburger as well. I trained out there. It was a great experience, learned a lot. And also, being out there, I know that Devotion's also the right school because they're also teaching the same way the Monster Factory teaches. So this is their place to be.
Yeah, and then tonight there was a big announcement because they're going to be a wrestling academy right here in Salt Lake City, man.
That is true, yes. The Devotion Wrestling Championship Academy is opening up. Everyone, if you're looking to join and you're in Salt Lake, this is the greatest school to join because I went to the Monster Factory, and I can tell you, this is right up there with them.
Now, the Monster Factory has had some big names go through that factory. I think Daniel Bryan went through there and some other ones, too.
Matt Riddle as well, and then also Damian Priest right now on NXT. So yes.
I love Damian Priest.
Oh, I do, too. He's got a great look, and they're creating stars over there. And
so what kind of learning, something that you learned at the Monster Factory that you're going to put into effect now?
Oh, something. So I did learn some new moves that I will be showing you guys in these next coming shows. So be on the lookout for that. Once you'll see it. You'll be like, all right, he got that from the Monster Factory.
That is awesome. You guys do a good job, do a great job. I had so much fun. I got to actually be your ringside announcer tonight. That's cool.
Yes, that is right. You did an amazing job tonight. Uh-huh. Yes. When I heard you say the Bro Smith, I was like, okay.
That works. Yeah. That works.
I think you got a full-time gig.
Yep. I can do that.
Awesome, yes.
But good luck. informed about what you're doing in wrestling. What do you want to do with this as a long goal?
Oh, my long goal is go to the top, baby. I'm trying to be the number one, the best wrestler in the world. I'm going to be on WWE. I know it. I'm going to be there.
Well, doing things like the Monster Factory and learning.
Always learning. Oh, there's never a moment where you're not learning. When I'm at home, I'm studying. I don't care if it's going to be 10 years. I'm still going to be learning. There's always room for improvement. And I'm here to learn.
Austin, give us your last name.
My name is Brett Austin. My full name is Brett Austin. Yeah, so, yeah. And then follow me on the gram at brother_Austin1.
That is cool. So congratulations once again.
Yes.
And we want to wish you the best of luck. Keep us informed what's going on with your brother, Austin.
Yes, for sure. Yes, and if you're in the Texas area, I'll be wrestling out there in 2 weeks, and then Colorado as well. So, yes, I am on the move.
You are doing this, aren't you?
Oh, I am 100% in.
That is so awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to be back sometime soon and talk more about my experience.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll come back in just a little bit with more with Zane Peterson. But up next, it's time to get a little trashy with the original trashhead, Chris Evans. Chris on the Mat is next.